Good afternoon. Welcome to the FactSet Evening Market Recap. Today is Tuesday, April 23rd. U.S. equities ended higher Tuesday near best levels. The S&P bounced off last week's decline and further added to yesterday's gain. Index locked in its best day since March. The Dow, S&P and Nasdaq finished up 0.69%, 1.2% and 1.59% respectively. Momentum, growth, long duration, small caps, and lower quality were the big factor beneficiaries. Big tech was higher again. MedTech, semis, autos, software, road and rail, home builders, credit cards, travel and tourism were some of the outperformers. Laggards included industrial metals, airlines, beverages, containers and packaging, food, grocers, and managed care. Treasuries were mostly firmer, with the curve steepening after the morning's generally softer economic data. Today's $69 billion auction of two-year notes also met with solid demand. The dollar index is down 0.4%, with the biggest declines in euro and sterling crosses. Gold finished down 0.2% after yesterday's 2.8% pullback. Bitcoin futures were off 0.1%, and the WTI crude ended up 1.8%. The bounce has continued today with the help from lower rates and weaker dollar in the wake of softer flash PMI data. Some better earnings takeaways, particularly from several of the higher profile names, are also helping. Monday recovery is driven by oversold conditions and short covering and lack of escalation of Middle East tensions. Also, some focus on better 2H April seasonality and resilient corporate buyback activity. Big tech earnings and core PCE inflation are the big catalysts for stocks over the next few days. April flash PMIs came in broadly below consensus, with the release noting overall reduction in orders for the first time in 6 months, as well as companies scaling back employment for the first time in nearly 4 years. Price components eased after composite hit a 10-month high in March. April Richmond Fed manufacturing improved, but less than forecast and remained in contraction. March new home sales came in ahead of consensus, though prior month revised lower. Global PMIs largely surprised to the upside, with services an area of strength. On the geopolitical front, the US is reportedly drafting sanctions that could cut some Chinese banks from global financial systems due to the support for Russia. Financial press discussed pressure on big tech to deliver on outsized growth, headwinds facing lower income US borrowers, and UBS China stock upgrade. Moving on to corporate news, earnings volume is ramping up. SAP boosted by acceleration in current cloud backlog growth. Novartis beat and raised. PepsiCo Q1 a bit better and reaffirmed FY guide, though North America lagged. Danaher beat and noted improving order trends in bioprocessing businesses. GE Aerospace beat and raised FY EPS FCF guidance. United Parcel Service EPS beat and volumes improved throughout the quarter. Fiserv Merchant Solutions outperformed on Clover volume growth. Sherwin-Williams saw volume declines in U.S. consumer brands. Cadence Design Systems guided below for quarter two, though takeaways flagged timing issues surrounding product release cycle. Spotify Technology operating profit and guidance ahead. General Motors beat and raised FY guidance. Nucor missed with corporate eliminations a drag, while Q2 guide also disappointed. Kimberly-Clark organic growth was better. PultiGroup raised margin guidance with FY deliveries seen ahead of the street. Packaging Corporation of America EPS guide missed, though demand commentary upbeat. As for some notable stock movements, Hibbett finished up 18.8%. The company is to be acquired by JD Sport Fashion for $87.5 a share in cash, representing an approximately 21% premium to Monday's close. Immunity Bio finished up 11.1% as the FDA approved Anktiva for certain bladder cancer patients, expecting to be available in the US starting in mid-May. JetBlue Airways finished down 18.8% with Q1 earnings and OM better with revenue in line. However, revenue per available seat mile was below consensus and Q2 and FY revenue growth guidance was below the street. LKQ Corp also finished down 14.9% with Q1 EPS and revenue missed. FY24 organic growth revenue guidance for parts and services was lowered, while FCF and EPS guidance was reaffirmed. That's it for the FactSet Evening Market Recap. Have a good evening, everyone.